lot of feedback coming in this morning on this news, and it's led us to lots of different conversations, which I've really enjoyed. But it's based on the fact that New Zealand has slipped down the international rankings for literacy and literacy with our children. This has come from an international study which shows New Zealand literacy levels are at a record low of 32nd in the world. This is comparative to other countries. Literacy Aotearoa does a lot of work in this area. Their chief executive is Bronwyn Yates, who joins us now. Hello, Bronwyn.
Kia ora.
Are you surprised with the findings of this latest study?
I am, but to be fair, I wouldn't have been looking at the children's reading and New Zealand's rates in relation to children's education, because we focus, literacy Aotearoa focus on adult literacy and numeracy development. Having said that, I think it's also important to note that New Zealand hasn't, we've slipped in rankings, but we haven't slipped in score, so to speak. So the question that we could be asking is, what are other countries doing to enhance teaching rather than in the first instance criticising what is already happening? So that's the second point I'd make.
Given that then, are there things that we can learn from some of the countries who are higher up the list, and what might those things be?
I think, well, focusing on New Zealand, I think one of the first things I'd want to say as Tumuwake CEO for Literacy Aotearoa is that there are 1.3 million adults in this country who have adult literacy and numeracy difficulties.
1.3 million?
1.3 million. And that range, there's a wide range within that number, but the issue for children whose parents have literacy and numeracy difficulties is that it becomes an intergenerational impact. Now, what Pearls has shown is that for Māori, they've dropped 9 points, and I think for Pākehā children who are of a middle class, higher socioeconomic status, they have dropped more than that. The point I think that the New Zealand Herald article was saying was that, maybe it's around technology. In the first instance, I think it's important to say that parents' literacy and numeracy skills have an impact on their children. So if we can build parents' skills up, then we can also know that there will be of value for their children.
That number is astonishing. It is way, way, way higher than I thought it would be. 1.3 million, and I understand, Bronwyn, that that's across a wide range of different issues and challenges. So in that case, then, can the if we look at the biggest drop in different segments of society, it looked as though it was Pākehā and also higher socioeconomic.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you expect though that those in higher socioeconomic backgrounds would logically follow that those parents would have higher paying jobs, therefore their literacy would be higher, wouldn't it? They wouldn't have the problems.
They may not, but part of the issue that I think they're reporting is that it may be related to oracy, which is the ability to speak and communicate orally. And what is often found is that great literacy skills are actually built on great oracy skills.
Mm.
So that early communication with children, that continued communication between parents and children, and then going on into the concept of reading to children, all of that builds up a higher level of vocab and understanding and comprehension, which then has a better impact on students acquiring literacy and numeracy through their years.
What's the best advice you could give to parents to help with their children's literacy?
I think the irrespective of whether parents feel confident in their reading and writing, what I think all parents probably can do is talk with their children, to take the time to talk with them and to sing with them, to enjoy engaging in language in ways that they know. So, that can range from singing songs, waiata, for those who do rap, for those who just want to sit down and have a chat, for those who feel confident reading to their children. Anything that gets you and your child or your children engaged in literacy orally will build a stronger platform. The second thing I'd say is that be that role model. Enjoy learning. Show that you're willing, and even though sometimes it might be scary to learn, to show your children that you're bold enough to step into a learning role. You know, there's that ad on TV about swimming where the father, you know, knows he can't.
Yeah.
I mean, that for me is the epitome of what I see so many literacy and numeracy students in our organisation do. They take that moment to step into being readers, to being writers, because they're not beginner thinkers. They're just learning to read and to write. And in doing that, what they always do is they role model to their children that learning can, one, be lifelong, two, it can be achievable, and three, is that they can do it too. And so it's the second thing I'd say is they're the role model. But the third message, I think, is the government. And it's about recognising that sooner or later, New Zealand has to accept that we have to do an actual strategy about how we address the 1.3 million in this country. Because going forward into the future, the issue of interpersonal and literacy and numeracy are part of that. Financial literacy, digital literacy are all skills that New Zealanders have to be able to feel confident with and competent with. And that's our biggest, I think, challenge coming into 2020 and beyond.